Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Trey True, Jay Gutter, and DG Clip on the beat. Yo, it's okay, it's alright. Work all day, grind all night. I gotta go hard, baby, that's my life. See my face on your watch, yeah, it's my time. It's okay, it's alright. Work all day, grind all night. I gotta go hard, baby, that's my life. See my face on your watch, yeah, it's my time. My time, yeah, it's my time. Just watch me stay true, man, that's no lie. No diamonds in my grill, but my fist got shine. I'm the realest nigga out here in the H.I. Got that lava spew, now everybody round's breathing in lava fumes. Fuck around and end up in a lava tube. My whole crew stay high, all ganja fuel. Yeah, every night, every weekend, I don't go out, I kick snares to these beats and ears near bleeding, cause my headphones screaming. Yeah, I keep it on point like the reticle beam. It's bad, 808 I bleed. It's straight true with Jay Gutter repping 313. Rolling in like Michelin's, I ain't lying when I say I got team out in Michigan. Yeah. It's okay, it's alright. Work all day, grind all night. I gotta go hard, baby, that's my life. See my face on your watch, yeah, it's my time. It's okay, it's alright. Work all day, grind all night. I gotta go hard, baby, that's my life. See my face on your watch, yeah, it's my time.
Still running the streets and I'm still chasing the bread. Still come away heat and I'm still blazing the lead. I don't know nothing about sleep and what the fuck is a bed. Make sure my family eats even after I'm dead. So let me add this up, and if I do the math right, then I'm gon' stack bucks. I base my life on luck, I'm a gambling man. That means I don't give a fuck. I ain't never been scared, I ain't never been shook. Got my beef in this bitch, I ain't no halfway crook. Gotta grind, gotta hustle, every time I'm finna struggle. Get that paper, make it double, Jay Gutter, make it bubble. Trey True, that was trouble, who the fuck wanna scuffle? Know I'm about that life, got kids and a wife, gotta come up right. So don't believe that hype, hat still to the right. On my head still a knife, I swear I don't see that side. I'm gonna take that ride, even if I die, at least they know I try. I ain't never lied, I keep my head to the sky. They say thugs don't cry, but that's a goddamn lie. Come on and look in my eyes, the bitches always dry. I guess I'm always high, that's cause the pain got a high. So till I'm in that dirt, I do nothing but work, no matter how much it hurts. I ain't no Captain Kirk, you get slapped and jerked for trying to play with my perks. I need unlimited pay, more than I can put away. I be grinding all night, be grinding all day, yeah.
Shit, I ain't got time for sleep, and I ain't going back to that air mattress on bed sheets. I've been standing on my own since mine will count my baby teeth. I was born to be something above the normal and average. They can beam me up, Scotty, hop in a portal and vanish. Every dream that I manage to reach is mine when I grab it. So I'm stingy as fuck, like hell, nah, you can't have it. Put my shit down, cause I clear everything off my plate. You couldn't get a crumb of my dinner if you was my date. And ask for a taste of my steak, I'd be like, look, bitch, wait. I want it all in this motherfucker, so slip on skate. Bust your ass in the cold, I'm getting too damn old to waste my time with motherfuckers who don't have no goal. I got this rap shit sold, I'm 80 stories above you, and you can jump from the roof, fucker, or let me shove you, cause it's easy to do. They let me in and it's through. MC the therapist at it with Jay Gutter and Trey True. Yeah, instrumental bars, just going on the album, coming soon. Get it, Connect World, yo. Bitch.
Behold the sword of Tarak. Excalibur, Excalibur.
In the streets, you got power. We the ones holding it.
bad. Don't believe tests. And you see gads holding big packs. Flip fat sacks. Nice with big chips. Never sweating cause we got this. In the street, we got power. We the ones holding that. Don't believe tests. And you see gads holding big packs. Flip fat sacks. Nice with big chips. Never sweating cause we got this.
I'm the man in these streets. Chunk deuces out the ride. They love it when I fly by. But haters mad when I fly by, plotting on a bunch of ways to make me die. But I stay out here, never let another man knock me off my square. They sick to their stomachs, fuck them, I hope they puke when they see me. I love life, they think he box nice. I knock him and his bitch out, Ray Rice, on the corner shooting dice. Me and the set got it locked down. You wanna get money, you gotta pay the fee. Front like you hard and you gonna see me. My boys run game, we stay scoring. If we not on the block, then we stay touring or recording. Got plenty war stories, many died chasing hood glory. Put paws on you even if the clip full. Two hands locked on your neck like a pit bull. Real talk, no bull, leave you two holes in your skull, dude.
In the streets, you got power, we the ones holding that. Don't believe tests, and you see gads holding big packs. Flip fat sacks, nice with big chips. Never sweating, cause we got this. In the streets, we got power, we the ones holding that. Don't believe tests, and you see gads holding big packs. Flip fat sacks, nice with big chips. Never sweating, cause we got this.
Street power, kill my enemies, I get more power. Hour after hour, put my paper in money, counters bag up the bread. Flip off the feds, my team we be eating. Fuck with us, your fam, they be grieving. Lot of snakes plotting and scheming, but we keep winning. On the corner flipping work, head shots make your neck jerk. This trigger don't make me pull it, don't wanna get you, but I will to maintain what I built. Never bow down to no man, it's not what kings do. And in case you never noticed, I'm sitting on their throne, dude. Whoever got the most work, got the most power. And when they see you ballin', they be plotting on your downfall. I'm still gripping grain, switching lanes, regardless of the flame that they wanna blast at me. Never back down, G. They run up to get the infrared beam. Or we straight ninja mode, killin' while they sleep.
In the streets, you got power, we the ones holding that. Don't believe tests, and you see gads holding big packs. Flip fat sacks, nice with big chips. Never sweating, cause we got this. In the streets, we got power, we the ones holding that. Don't believe tests, and you see gads holding big packs. Flip fat sacks, nice with big chips. Never sweating, cause we got this.
Mike Hardy, baby. Yeah. Okay. Let a nigga disrespect my lady. And if they do, just know I'm coming at them crazy. Yep, that be my shotgun shawty. But be careful, I might just have one army. All about the green like we in the army. My exes see me winning, now they wanna call me. Who they think they fooling, man, it ain't April. He's really basic, like they name was Cable. Yeah, I love my lady, yeah, I love her. She made me turn into a cop, I had a cover. Confessions, no usher. She looks so good, but it be real hard to trust a man. So of course at times I get heated and just be leaving. But I'ma come back home like LeBron in Cleveland. I'ma ride for mine, there's no need for reasons. I'ma hold it down till the day I stop breathing. All I need is one for me. That one to ride with me. Shotgun, yup, front seat. So the haters could see me winning. All I need is one for me. That one to ride with me. Shotgun, yup, front seat. So the haters could see me winning. Yeah, that be my shotgun shawty. Do 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 do. Yeah, that my shotgun shawty. Do 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 do. Ay, that my shotgun shawty. Do 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 do. Yeah, that my shotgun shawty. Do 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 do. Making love to my shawty, be so amazing. Going on for hours, we don't know where the day went. Tongue kissing, lip biting, just how she like it. Shotgun shawty, cause she know how to ride it. A little litty off the rim, got her little hyper. She loves taking shots, especially behind her. Slow wine for me, baby, just like a Jamaican. Well, I tried to hold you like a conversation, yeah. Your ex trying to work it out. Well, tell him he should try yoga, yeah. I'm just trying to work you out. So, bust it open, I'll just bend it over. Nothing like a lady, that can match my hustle. All black to RP to these other couples. Control C for these haters, they let a guy be. They's low in this, I hope y'all don't drive me. All I need is one for me. That one to ride with me. Shotgun, yup, front seat so the haters can see me winning. All I need is one for me. That one to ride with me. Shotgun, yup, front seat so the haters can see me winning. Yeah, that be my shotgun, shawty. Do 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 do. Yeah, that my shotgun, shawty. Do 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 do. Aye, that my shotgun, shawty. Do 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 do. Yeah, that my shotgun, shawty. Do 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 do.
All right, what up, though, people? Welcome to Connect Gang Radio. My co-host, Jay Gutter, man, I don't know where he at right now, but it's all good. I'm going to go ahead and just get right to the callers, man. 111, you on.
What up?
Oh, what's going on?
What's good? This Young Jay, man.
Oh, what's going on, Young Jay?
I was good with you, man. You straight?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Just doing this show.
Oh, man, you already know how it goes, man. Shoot, I just heard the new single by you, man. And, you know, that's what I was just stating to you, know what I'm saying, on the book and everything, though, man. But, shoot, yeah, man. I'm still, you know, I got a couple things lined up and everything like that. Getting in touch with my producer and my brother and sisters and them on the label and everything, Big B Productions. You can look us up on Facebook and everything. Man, the shows is gonna be crazy. I'm still waiting on a date for you know what I'm saying, for all of us to get the show for us to get the show and everything like that. But all I gotta do is just holler at him about the building and everything, and as soon as I get in touch with him about the building and all, you know, he'll let me know what's up, man. But you know,
okay,
you know, I want to get straight into it. See, my thing is, man, like I have this, label that I'm with and everything, called Big B Productions. You know, you can find me, my sisters and brothers that's on the label and everything, my producer on Facebook, you know, and we all on friends and everything, you know. I can even suggest them to y'all, the fans, everything, man. You know, we doing it big right now, you know. It's about to go down. It's about to be a reunion soon, so I'm just waiting on to see what's happening next with this meeting. And because the first meeting got canceled and everything, you know what I'm saying? And
okay. But, well, shit, man. That sounds dope.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely,
sounds,
man,
dope. I'm going to try to see if the guest is on the line, man. I'm going to put you back on hold real quick, and I'm going to let you back in later. It's right here. 732-779, you on.
Yeah, hello.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on? It's Mike Hardy, fam.
Oh, what's going on, bro? Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, no doubt, man. When my man Quentin hit me up, I was like, oh, man, I got to go in with him on this.
Yeah, I appreciate it, fam.
No doubt. So, what you been into lately?
Stacking up my inventory and working on other singles, you know, to follow up after that Shotgun Shorty, because I don't want to be that, you know, that one song, you know what I'm saying? I like to have a lot ready to go so I can go ahead and put them out with visuals right now. So, but I just got that one for out right now, though.
Okay, I see you on that. For all the people listening out there, man, the last track that played in the lineup, that was that Shotgun Shorty. That's this dude on the line right now.
Yes, sir.
So what got you into rap?
I would have to say watching others before me, you know. Like, I used to watch a lot of music videos back in my time, and I never really been a big fan of going to concerts and all that. So most of everything was just like watching stuff on TV and watching the BET Awards. And I was just saying to myself, like, man, I wonder what life would be like if that was me up on that stage and everybody going crazy and me performing live in front of millions of people, you know, because I think that would be a good feeling, you know. So I had to go see what it's like because, you know, me, I'm a dream chaser and I ain't got nothing to lose and I'm young. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and just see what happens. And if it failed, it failed. But, you know, I'm happy with the progress that I'm making, though, for sure.
No doubt, man. From what I was reading, man, because, you know, Q sent me a bunch of stuff, man. From what I was reading, it seemed like you're doing big things.
A little bit, fam, a little bit. One day at a time.
Well, shit, man, I really enjoyed that joint, man. That you're going to go places.
I appreciate it. I think it's different from what's out today, you feel me? That's how I was trying to come, with being different.
Right. Nah, no doubt you definitely did that, man. So what drives you in this game?
What drives me? My family, definitely. Everything that I do, you know, I make sure, like, it's to benefit my family and taking care of them, because that's my main priority right now. So definitely got to be my family. And then it's me, you know what I'm saying? I put others before myself, like always. But that's what definitely drives me to go hard every day. I'm trying to get my
mom that big old career. I feel you on that, man. That's what I tell people, too. Like, you know, I mean, 100, it's like, if I could just make a decent living doing something I love, man, I'm happy with that. You know what I mean? I ain't a greedy dude.
Exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
Right. So, man, speaking of that single, though, like, man, tell us about that. Like, what was your inspiration?
I felt as though that, if you don't know, I am, I'm a lover boy. People say, like, if you knew me or hung around me, you would know that I'm a lover boy. So, with that being said, I like to, like, how can I put it? Really talk about females a lot. Like, probably most of my songs would be, like, for the females and everything. But I want it to be more of a, kind of a ride or die type of thing, a loyalty thing. You know, that separate me from everybody else and what they talk about with their own female. I want to say, like, you know, I appreciate the females that hold you down and all that stuff, because a lot of rappers don't talk about that, you know. But we all want that type of girl regardless of what anybody said. But my thing was to challenge myself to come up with a name for it, you know, that's really going to stick. So I found a beat that was dope. You know, produced by Rick and Thaddeus. It was kind of like that Bay Area sound. I like that West Coast thing and everything. So I was writing it. When I was writing the hook, all I said is, all I need is one for me that wants to ride with me. So when I thought of ride, I thought of a car. So in my head, I pictured myself in a car and my shorty in the passenger seat. And I'm like, okay, we call the passenger seat Shotgun. So I was like, well, then that's going to be my Shotgun Shorty then. And then after that, saying that to myself.
That's pretty slick, bro. It was pretty slick. I like that.
Yeah. It was crazy how it came, how everything came together. And then it's like the catchy part is just the do-do-do-do-do. That's the main part that would just get stuck in your head, like, forever. Like, you won't forget that part for some reason. And that's pretty much how that came.
So, man, like, I mean, I don't know how many shows you've done or whatever, but, like, out of all the venues you performed in, like, what one you like the best?
trying to think. That is a good question. Oh, there's this place in Brick, New Jersey. It's called Club Mansion. I opened up for Joe Budden, if you know who that is. He's from Jersey.
Oh, yeah. The Most Def. I love Joe.
Yeah. I had opened up for him. It was like the fan base, and it was just crazy. But on top of that, the club venue was just like, it was different for me. And I felt like I was really a superstar then because I had a lot of VIP treatment in my own section, so, you know, which was really dope. And for me to perform, and it's like all you see is a group of females in the front. I wish I still had a video. It was crazy. Like, it was definitely a good feeling for me. And that's what I was thinking about when I was younger, how it would feel. And now I know that it's really a good feeling.
Right.
So definitely,
I feel you on that, man. You got to talk to Joe?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't get to talk to him. I wish I did, though.
Yeah, that would have been pretty dope.
Yeah. But I did see him. I seen him in his section, though, rocking, though. I definitely seen him, but I didn't get to talk to him, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe next time you get a chance or something. You never know. That'd be a good-ass plug to have.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Man, if you could collab with anybody, who would it be?
Drake. Off the rip. Yeah, I'm saying Drake off the rip.
You like Drake, huh?
Yeah, that's, I ain't gonna lie. Everybody be saying, you know, they don't really like him like that, but I'm like, I don't care. I am a Drizzy fan. Like, I rock with Drake.
I mean, he do spit some good rhymes, man, but dude just seems soft to me.
Everybody say that, too. You know what's funny?
Andy got punked out by P. Diddy, of all people, man.
Yeah, but we ain't going to talk about that. You know, we talk about music, though. You feel me? You saying collab. I ain't talking about, you know, his whatever he got going on. I'm saying musically. That's,
yeah, dog, you right.
I want
right.
to go to
it. I had to get it in there, man. You right, though.
Nah, I just got so much respect for him because I used to watch this show that he was on before he even got big. I don't know if you heard of it, but it was called Degrassi, and it was this show that he was on and everything. It was like a freaking teenage soap opera, basically, type of show and everything.
Yeah.
And I used to watch it. So
he was the dude in the wheelchair.
Exactly. So for him to be a big rapper in the game, I'm like, yo, that's crazy because you would have just never thought. You would have just never thought. Never thought. So ever since then, I was just like, yeah, that's my boy right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like the two recent eras of hip hop, man. Like the '90s or now. Like, which one you think is the best?
You said the '90s or now?
Yeah.
Definitely the '90s, man. I rock with the old school music. You feel me? Like, I think it was really dope back then. I like Pac, I like Biggie, I like Joe, I like a lot of cats from back then. Cause I still be listening to it now, actually. You know what I'm saying? So it's just everything changed.
Yeah, it seems
like rap, man.
Dude seemed more legit too back then, man.
Yeah, exactly. And they the way they dressed was dope. Everything was dope back then. I wish I was around. The way they dress and everything, it was dope. But you can see now, it's like, it's still there, though. You feel me? Like, everything is still coming back, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's still
yeah,
reflecting off that old school.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I feel you.
But yeah, man.
So, you wanna talk to some callers?
Yeah, we can talk to some callers.
All right. 313-465, you on?
OG on.
Yo, 313-465.
Well, you call me and let me know. I guarantee.
Oh, man, I would go back to him, man. He's pooling right now. let's see his. Young Jay, you still on the line?
What up?
Yeah, why don't you talk to my man's Mike Hardy a little bit?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, fam?
Not much, man. Just doing my thing, man. Just getting this music out the way, man. That track, hey, I ain't gonna lie, that track though, man. That track's sweet, bro. I've heard, for real, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I ain't know, that was you and everything like that with that track, though. That track is hot, bro.
And like, I appreciate it, man.
And like, I could tell, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could tell that track, you know, the beat was, you know what I'm saying, was an original from a SoundCloud. From a SoundCloud beat and everything like that, bro. And like, I'm like, this dude hard. I'm like, damn. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, I gotta check it out and everything like that. I'm like, man. But I was about to say, man. Let me ask you something though. When can are you like working on your mixtape or album or anything? Or are you dropping anything?
Well, right now I'm just stocking up my inventory, so I'm trying to get at least a good 3 to 4 good singles to have that I think would be radio marketable. You feel me? Because I definitely need those type of hit singles that be played on the radio type of thing. And then after I got that out the way, I'm definitely gonna be working on my EP. I don't think I'm ready for an album yet.
That's what's up, because I was about to say, if you don't mind giving me some tips and everything like that, because, like, I'm about to get back with my label and everything like that. I'm about to get back with my producer and my brother's label and everything. And we, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been doing this since I was 14. I'm 23 years old now. You know what I'm saying? So I've been running for years in this music and everything, man. And I'm on SoundCloud and everything. You know, I'm on SoundCloud, YouTube. You know, Reverb Nation. I'm on just about any other site, and like, you know, our label and shit. You know, we have this, you know, thing going. You know, to where like we working on our album and everything like that. Like we working on our EP and shit. Like, we working on so much stuff, like, it ain't even funny. And, like, you know, this my first time, you know what I'm saying? Like, this my first time in 10 years to get back with, you know, to get back with my label, with my producer and everything like that. And we've been doing this for so long. And, like, I want to know, man, like, what made you start, you know, doing music? And how old were you when you started?
I was about 16 when I started, but I ain't take it serious until I was 18 and I was out of high school, because I had plans on going to play ball in college and everything, so music was kind of like a plan B until I got hurt in my All-Star game, and then I made it a plan A. So after that, you know, it was go time from there. I ain't have a job, so I definitely had to make money off the music. And the way my life situation was, I was getting, you know, kicked out of cribs and everything. So everything started to get real for me. But as soon as I started making music and I started making money off my music, then, you know, everything started taking off. I was able to buy a car. I was able to get a crib. I was able to do this, that, and the third, you know. And then I was able to take care of my family at the end of the day. So really, it's really about the grind and how much you really want to do it. I was doing it before money even came
into
play. That's
got to be a good-ass feeling, too.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying? You know, to be able to take care of the fam and stuff off rap, man, that's got to be a real good feeling.
Right.
Definitely.
Like, would you say that, you know, like when you coming up, you know, when you was doing it and everything like that, like,
would you always look at it like you had, you know, family there, like as his supporters, or would you say that you had to, you know, work your way up through getting your fan base up and, you know, ensuring your family that, you know, you could be doing this music and you could be, you know, getting fan bases after fan bases and trying to open up for big cats like Joe Budden or whoever, you know what I'm saying? And like, would you still, you know, to this day after, you know, maybe so many years after, would you kind of think that you want to keep it going, or would you, you know, retire in a few more years till then?
To be honest with you, after I was 18 and I started to let music take over and it was Plan A, I told myself I give myself until I'm 23. So that was a good 5 years that I said I'm going to have to really put work in before I go and hang it up, because I'm the type of dude, if it don't work after that long period of time, I got to go figure out something else. So that's when I really start to put the clamps down and really start doing it, because honestly, my dad wasn't really a big supporter of the music at all. He thought it was all fairy tale. He wanted me to do the whole go to school, play ball, go be a lawyer, go do that and the third. So he wasn't really with it, and my mom was iffy with it as well. So I was my biggest supporter at the time, and I knew I was capable of doing it and making it happen. It was just a matter of actually making it happen. So once I started to get that fan base, which took forever, which I thought I would never get a bunch of fans, honestly, because usually people use that method where they'll make a song, they'll put it on SoundCloud, and then they'll spam it to 1,000 people, you know. And I was one of those people. I ain't going to lie. I was. But then I was looking at it like, this ain't going to work, you know, because when somebody inbox me something, I'm not going to click it. I don't even be having the time to listen to it. So I think as if I'm in their shoes. So I'm like, I got to find a way to get people to listen to my music without just skipping it, you know what I'm saying? So I took the time out to actually talk to them, actually, you know, converse with them. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, hey, by the way, you know what I'm saying, I make music. If you got time to actually listen to it, I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, word. As long as you're not like those other people that just be sending me links and then send me a mixtape and then send me an album. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely took a while, you know, but I started to gain here and there.
Now, are you on, like, Facebook or anything?
Yeah, of course. I'm all over the social media, man. You could just Google Mike Hardy if you wanted to, and you'll just see me everywhere.
All right, that's what's up, man. I had another question for you, man. What do you like to do when you're not on the rap grind?
Bro, I am a big fan of video games.
Oh, you a gamer?
Yeah, man. I hop on that 2K15 and you will never hear from me again.
Woohoo, man. Hey, I feel you on that. Man, I love me some Madden.
Exactly. Yeah, that too, man. If you got that Xbox One, let me know.
Oh, man. That's what's up, man. You hit it right there.
Exactly.
Shit, man, I got one more caller on the line, man. You want to talk to him real quick?
Yeah, it ain't no thing.
313-465, you on?
What up, Dallas?
Yo, what up?
Slow motion. What's up, though? It's your boy, D-Book.
Yo, what up, though?
What's going on, man?
Shit, slow motion, man. Just like the girl, you know, like to get on. Like, big ups to my boy, DG Clip, you know what I'm saying? Doing that everyday grind, that hustle, that make that music work, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. 313-808-6, gang.
You know, been this bitch, you did.
Hell yeah.
And I just wanna, promote a little something right quick, you know what I'm saying? When my boy Bumpy Dalton Mod Moves present, you know what I'm saying? The 2015 Inkster Summer Jams, you know. Saturday, July 11th. You know what I'm saying? We got your girl, J. Jiggs Rocho, from out of Cleveland, Ohio, coming out here to, you know, do her thing and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, with a guest appearance from Mr. Rippy and Shahida and shit, from the city and shit. You know, and then, you know, you got us on the bill, you know. You know,
okay.
PTFU, you know, we on the bill and shit, you know. Make it happen and shit. All my comrades, you know what I'm saying, we got tickets on deck. Y'all willing to, you know what I'm saying, come to the show, $10. Don't pay at the door because they're going to rob you. Cop the tickets, man.
No, that's right.
If you fucking with us and we selling tickets, you get a ticket, a free CD, a fucking T-shirt. We make shit, we give shit away. When you cop tickets from us, you come party with us. You know what I'm saying? It's like
hell
you hit
yeah.
Megabucks that, fucking with us.
That's how we do it, fam.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So when you get to the show, you'll get the, you're already listening to whatever you might hear. Get you familiar to what's going to get played, you know? So,
right.
You know, that's that, you know, that July 11th show. And we got another show August 18th at the Cherry Hill School in Inkster. We opened up for Young Herc and shit. Big Herc son and shit, you know what I'm saying? And
oh, that's gonna be epic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with a Class A, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Next year, we already on Summer Jam level.
We're trying to get a plug.
Actually, we're trying to get a plug into Summer Jam before the shit ends, before it's over with. But I doubt it. So we will have our big toe in there next year.
Yo, Mike, you ever been to the Summer Jam?
Man, I was there recently. You know, I went to that one, and then all the BS happened. You feel me? So yeah, I don't know if I'm going to go again.
That's good, man. You know what I mean? Maybe link up with the set or whatever, man. Get on some of this shit together out on the Detroit side.
We got a tour coming up too, dog. We about to shoot a 5-day Ohio tour. You know what I'm saying? After that, you know what I'm saying? We got a Hawaii trip coming up too. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do our thing out there too. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no stopping the TMF, you know what I'm saying? We all about that grind, putting music in motion, man. We trying to get it in. No matter where we gotta go, we'll get there. You know what I'm saying? We don't fuck around. Motherfucker, we want that building. We want that building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we want that dough. We want that shit. We'll pay that shit. We going to get that shit so we can all eat. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no greedy mob type shit. You know what I'm saying? We fam in this bitch. You hear me?
That's 100.
Everybody got a word in what we do. You know what I'm saying? And ain't no one person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we going to do this, and this is what we going to do. Nah, nigga, this is what we going to do. Everybody got something to say in this shit, so when everybody get done talking, we going to come to the head, pop that pimple, and that's what it's going to be. Everybody came to agree with it. I mean, we all move as a unit, you know? We all one. Fuck that.
Right. That's,
ain't no
right,
time
right,
to
no
be
doubt,
greedy
no
and shit. We all won. Let's get it.
No
stopping this shit.
Well, shit, man, we almost out of time. I want to give hey, Mike, man, let people know where they can find you at.
You can find me on that Twitter at Who Mike Hardy and that Instagram at The Real Mike Hardy.
Okay. Anywhere else people can find you or?
You can find basically everything on my website, which is Mike Hardy Baby, and that's BBY.com. So it's MikeHardyBaby.com, and you can find everything from merch to YouTube videos and a whole bunch more.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, man. It was nice having you on the show. Hit me up on Facebook if you got time, man. DG Clip.
DJ Cliff?
DG.
Oh, DG Cliff. I got you, man.
All right, bro. I'll get at you then.
All right. Thanks a lot, fam.
Yeah, no problem, man. Hey, you can call in anytime, man. It's show every Tuesday. So if you want to just call in and promote yourself, whatever, man, feel free to do it.
I got you. I appreciate it.
All right, bro. Stay up.
All right.
All right, that was Connect Gang Radio. Guest was Mike Hardy. You check him out. You heard the links. We're going to be reposting the show throughout the week, so anybody who missed it today can catch it. It's your boy DG Clip, 313-808 Connect Gang, Dirty Fly Records, Dirty Fly Midwest, Movement Family. Pack the fuck up. We out.